This podcast is part of the EME 2040 eTips podcast series. The topic of this podcast is accessibility and adaptive technologies. In this podcast, you will learn how to explain the Americans with Disabilities Act, identify ways in which technology can assist students with physical disabilities, identify ways in which technology can assist students with learning disabilities, and identify how teachers might design learning materials for accessibility. The Americans with Disabilities Act. The Americans with Disabilities Act, known as ADA for short, is a law that the U.S. Congress and President George Herbert Walker Bush approved in 1990. In a nutshell, this law makes it illegal to discriminate against anyone on the basis of a disability, and it requires that accommodations be made for people with disabilities. You can learn more about this law at ada.gov. Technology and physical disabilities. Adaptive or assistive technologies are technologies that help people with disabilities more effectively use computing equipment. Students with physical disabilities may be unable to see a regular monitor or manipulate a standard mouse. They may not be able to type, or they may not be able to read. Such disabilities do not preclude them from using computers, but simply suggest that they might use alternate input and output devices to assist them. In terms of input, students might use voice recognition software in lieu of typing, or they might use a trackball or joystick instead of a mouse. In terms of output, they might have a special magnified screen, use text-to-speech software that will read the text to them, or use braille printers. Technology and learning disabilities. Students with learning disabilities may benefit from technology assistance as well. For example, dyslexic students can be helped by using spelling checkers or speech recognition software while writing. Students may use computer-based organizers to help them keep track of assignments. Essentially, the whole host of productivity tools that exist to make computing easier for anyone can be used to help students with learning disabilities. It's just a matter of matching the right tool to the right student. Designing learning materials. Computer-based learning materials are not inherently accessible to all students. For example, a screen reader cannot read a photograph. Thus, it is necessary to provide alternative text, a description of that photo to be used by people who cannot see the photo. Sticking to standard left-to-right screen layouts also is important for accommodating screen readers. Sensitivity to color selections can be important. After all, people with certain visual disorders, such as color blindness, are not able to distinguish certain colors. For teachers who are designing websites or multimedia, there's a wealth of information on making these materials accessible at section 508.gov. Although these design decisions are discussed here in terms of assisting students with disabilities, they really can help make learning materials easier for all students to use.